104NUE.
ACX, I'm here, Chad.
Okay, I'm on the second trip back home. Maybe I can make it all the way home this time.
Not too much trouble.
Yep. Did you have a chance to talk with Daniel much today?
I was there before you were on the radio earlier.
Okay.
Was on his expedition, keep coming on by herself, and he has to keep clicking them off. So I told him to look at the wiring there behind the multifunction switch. They were bad to come out of the hard shell connector. If not, it'll need a switch.
Yeah, I think those kind of twist and pull, I think the whole switch comes out for the switch, and then you got to get the steering wheel off to get behind the module, right?
No, not that one. It's just got two bolts that hold it on the side. It's pretty easy.
Good deal. So, what you got planned the rest of the week?
A normal route. I don't have a whole lot going on this week.
I got to get the sawmill. I came up here to get some blades for the sawmill. And, I got a oak tree I got to get cut up before I head out of town. So I'm gonna knock that out hopefully in the morning. And finish up this bobcat. Then I will be done until we get on that airplane.
It's Friday to go do that, correct?
Coming in tomorrow, they're gonna stay at the house, take care of the house, the dogs, and her mother. And we're just gonna kind of show them what all needs to be done, and then we'll head out Wednesday.
I thought y'all were leaving later in the week, but you're leaving Wednesday, I see.
I told my wife last night, told Anna last night that, I asked her, I said, how much were these tickets cost for the plane ticket? And she told me, and I said, that sounds awful cheap. And she said, don't even start with this maintenance thing again. She said, they've got life jackets on that plane. We are going to France. And I said, okay, you're eating them strawberries.
He's doing the back and them strawberries may be left behind.
Oh, no. Oh, no, them strawberries are going in my hip pocket, bud.
Check that bag and them strawberries disappeared.
Strawberries are in the truck. That's like a controlled item until we get to France. They're not going to leave my sight because I know what's going to happen if they do.
File 13.
Exactly right.
Have a good trip over there and enjoy.
I'm just making a big deal out of it, but we will. And I just kind of on my bucket list, you know, I've wanted to go to concentration camp, so we did that a couple years ago. I mean, I don't want that to sound morbid or anything, that's not why I went, but I'm just kind of a, I don't know, World War II kind of history buff, you know. And we get free flights until this COVID thing hit. But we went to Dachau and got to see that place and visit with it. And, oh, my word, Patrick, that was something else, man. Anyway, then we went to... We've been to Britain and seen the Stonehenge. Not that that's got anything to do with World War II. But this time, I've been to Britain twice. This time, I didn't get in trouble. First time, I got in a little bit of trouble. And took me a little bit to get out of it. But I had to come back home and go before the adjutant general and kind of explain my actions a little bit. But I got it worked out.
Still going with you this time, so hopefully she'll keep you out of trouble. But Chad, I'm gonna have to stay 7-3s. I'm getting into the black hole up here just across the state line. So you be careful the rest of the way home, and I will keep an eye out for you later this evening. KO4HX, and I'm clear. 7-3.
7-3s, Patrick. Be safe, and I'll talk with you later, bud. UE, mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, USO, at station.
Last call at station. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Go ahead, sir.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike. Copy you. You were a little static. You copy that much of my process.
For Romeo, Mike, not Daniel, is it? This is KO4NUE, Chad. I talked with you the other night on the net. I cannot remember your name, sir. Sorry about that. For Romeo, Mike, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. NUE, I'm clear.